This is The Rush on News Talk 1010 Toronto.
Hey, welcome back. My name is Mark Tui and for Rush Me Nair today. If you listen to me on the radio before, it usually finds its way to come up. But I spent 14 years in Canada's military as a regular force army officer with the PPCLI. Happy birthday, Princess Patricia! It's her like 112th birthday or something today. Anyway, she's no longer with us, sadly, but the regiment is. And but before I was a regular force officer, I was in the reserve. And if you're a reservist, as tens of thousands of Canadians are, you spend most of your time in your civilian occupation. A lot of high school students, a lot of high school teachers, a lot of transit operators, a lot of people from every single walk of life, doctors, lawyers, drivers, retail clerks, etc. And they have regular careers, and then one evening a week for a couple of hours, and usually one weekend a month, and then maybe a week or two if they can get time off during the summer, they go for military training. And oftentimes, Canada's regular army leans into the reserve to provide augmentation when it has to go off on actual operations in foreign countries like Afghanistan, where a high percentage of the soldiers that served there were citizen soldiers. They were part-timers called up for active duty. When my unit went to Croatia back in the 90s, 50% of the soldiers that were over there were part-timers. They'd given up set aside their civilian careers, their educations, they had put on their uniform, and they had worked for full-time service. They spent 6 months full-time training to get ready to deploy with a unit overseas, and they were overseas on operations where a number of people were killed and many were wounded for 6 months, and then when they come back, there's a demobilization period. Up until now in Ontario, or until very recently, they had no real job protection. A year ago, Ontario's Labour Minister, Monty McNaughton, brought in some job protection for reservists so that, under certain circumstances, if they, were called up or they volunteered to do military duties, they had jobs to come back to and they were protected by that. He introduced a bill today that extends those protections, and to explain exactly what he's added to it and what the protections are for reservists, he joins us now. Monty McNaughton, Ontario's Labour Minister. Welcome back to The Rush.
Well, Mark, great to be back with you.
So you've done some of this last year. You're adding additional sort of extensions to this protection, this benefit for reservists. A lot of us missed it last year or forgot about it. Challenges for reservists are if they go for 2 weeks a year for training in the summertime, they might lose their job if their employer doesn't agree to that. If they go to serve overseas, they could have no job to come back to, their civilian job. Or if there's a bad snowstorm, an ice storm, a major disaster, a pandemic, and they want to serve locally and we need them, they're always wondering whether they're going to have a job on the civilian side when they come home. What is your government going to do about this?
Well, you're right. I mean, these proposed changes really build on those job protections that we introduced last year, but this goes even further to, ensure that we are supporting our men and women in uniform. Military reservists go for training, if they're deployed, their job is going to be guaranteed when they come home. They can't be fired for taking time off for doing this work. As well, we're going to extend the job protected leave to those men and women who come home and they need time to recover from physical or mental health injuries. We know, and I'm sure you know because of your service, we had 40,000 soldiers deployed in Afghanistan. And the stats say that nearly one in seven developed a mental injury attributed to the mission. So we're going to extend job protected leave to help our people recover when they come back home.
So let's stick with that. Then I want to go back to a couple of other little details. But if a soldier comes back, they've got a physical wound, pretty easy to tell whether they're wounded or disabled. Mental health issues often take time to identify, even after you've come back, even though we look for them now where we didn't used to. How long would your protections cover them? Because this could go for years.
Well, look, this is job protected leave, so they will be covered as long as it takes for them to recover. I said today when I was with retired General Rick Hillier and others when we made the announcement today that I believe most employers across Ontario support men and women in troop, in uniform, but this just gives peace of mind to those men and women who have served us abroad or served us, you know, whether it's a wildfire in Northern Ontario where many reservists go every year. So this will just give peace of mind, and I'm sure employers will, you know, make sure that they're there for those reservists as well.
So there's two aspects to getting psychological care. One is getting time away from your job. You need help to go and get it. But the other is the cost. And a lot of reservists, once they come back from a full-time service, they're not necessarily covered by the military for things like psychological treatment, therapy, counseling. Will OHIP cover those costs?
Well, I mean, this legislation specifically today is around a job protected leave for injured military reservists or those that are going on, you know, on missions. The cost aspect isn't a part of this. This is just to give those people a peace of mind that their job will be there, which is important to them and their families as well.
So one of I've seen other provinces and other jurisdictions try to do this, governments sometimes for their own employees, and it sounds like you've covered all of the bases, but let me just tick them off. Reservists take time off for annual training in the summertime for 2 weeks. That is a volunteer. Sometimes they get called out, as you said, for operational duties, but they're never really called out. It's never really a requirement. It's a voluntary thing. So are they covered for voluntary operational deployments, and are they covered for their regular, you know, earns them the opportunity for promotion training?
So absolutely yes to both.
Excellent. I like a man with simple, straightforward, declarative answers. You're wasted on politics. You're supposed to ramble on. What do you say to employers, people who are kind of looking at this? I'm a small business owner. I've got, you know, 25 employees. One of them is a reservist. And now I have to protect his job for, you know, what could be a year, 2 years, maybe 10 years if they're injured.
Well, just to be clear, and I tried to say this before in a few words, I think most employers will do the right thing today. This will enshrine in law that the men and women in uniform will have their jobs protected. Look, I think it's the Canadian way to support these workers and these men and women. And it will be the law if the legislature so chooses to pass our Working for Workers Act that will be introduced in the next few days.
I guess it's somewhat similar to maternity leaves and the requirements to sort of maintain the opportunity for employment for people that use maternity or paternity family leave. Did you consult with the Canadian Armed Forces on this, and did they agree to it? Because I remember back in my day, there was a great reticence in National Defense Headquarters to do or encourage this kind of thing because they were worried about reverse discrimination, people not being hired if they were reservists because employers might not want to, you know, have that commitment.
Yeah, we definitely had a broad range of support. You know, a couple of things that General Hillier said today, which I thought was really great. The first thing is, you know, there's an advantage for businesses to hire reservists or veterans that have served Canada. I mean, they're leaders. They have a lot of technical skills. I think of some of the skilled trades careers that are out there, military reservists and veterans are well qualified to fill some of those jobs. The second thing is, I think this will be really helpful for the Canadian Armed Forces. I mean, recruitment is down across all regions, putting a heavier burden on our existing forces. So I think this is going to be a great tool for them to recruit people to join the ranks.
Minister McNaughton, thanks for your time. Always a pleasure to talk with you.
Great. Thanks, Mark, for everything.
Monty McNaughton is Ontario's Minister of Labour, Immigration Training and Skills Development. He's the MPP for Lambton, Kent, Middlesex. All in all, I think this is a good idea, and I'm glad to see him step up to the plate and take a swing at it. Hopefully it sails through the legislature. And if you're an employer and you're thinking about employing somebody who's in the reserve, absolutely 100%, I recommend it. It is the best leadership management training program in the world, better than any Ivy League or even the University of Western Ontario's Ivy Business School education. And I've got one, so I can say that. It is where leaders are made, and these people solve problems. So if you employ one, you are already a winner. When we come back, the federal government has ordered another emergency sweep of its software for a vulnerability that could be exposing Canadian secrets to Russian interference. We'll find out all the details when The Rush continues.